Good morning. I'm Peter Inch along with Steve Kilbert. We are the co-hosts of the Inch by Inch to the Home Comfort Show, presented by Peter Inch and Associates Heating and Air Conditioning. We thank you for listening today and hope you'll be able to listen every Saturday morning from 9 to 10 as we provide you, our listeners, with some information about your heating, air conditioning, and maybe a little bit about curling. But most important, we'd love to answer your questions, so please send them in to inchbyinch@peterinch.ca, and we will answer them on the next Saturday show. How's Mr. Gilbert?
I'm good, thank you.
So you had a good week?
Yeah,
it's
been okay.
Didn't win another cup of coffee from me?
You weren't around to bet, actually. You were playing ahead of me, so yeah.
And shot the exact same score. I'm pretty consistent.
I shot one stroke better.
Yeah, there you go. And you dropped a stroke in your, what do you call that, your handicap?
Apparently, yeah.
So you're getting better?
Oh, yes. Yeah, I'm actually thinking about going on the senior tour.
Are you?
Yeah.
Now, I played in a tournament on Wednesday of this week, the Jim Allen Memorial Golf Tournament for Kidsport London.
Did you?
And it was to help raise funds because 1 in 3 Canadian children cannot afford the cost of organized sports, and they want to change that by raising money.
It's a pretty high number.
So it was. We were one of the big sponsors: Bank of Montreal, M&T, Printing Group, Western Mustangs, Peter Inch and Associates, and Tourism London, City of London. So.
I see.
We had a lot of fun out there. We were 2 under, or sorry, 3 under going into the last hole.
So this was a best ball.
Yep, bogey. So we come in at 2 under, minus 17 under one. Logan Couture, the hockey player,
yes.
He was on the winning team. So I went, oh, well, that explains it. They all come up, they're buff, you know, in shape, 3 football players and a hockey player, and I'm going, yeah, well. We didn't have a chance. We shouldn't even have teed up. Should have just grabbed a beer and went into the out in the patio and enjoyed the afternoon.
And what golf course was that at?
I was at the Oaks, which I hadn't played it for probably 15 years.
It's a beautiful golf course.
Yeah, it was
not
knowing.
What did you do on number 16?
Or 15, the Island Green?
Yeah.
Well, do you really want to bring that up?
Just answer the question.
Yeah. Well, we have to tell the whole story. So Art was playing with us from Florida, Art Hewitt, and Jim Westover was there. And Art and I, going back to the LEA tournament at, what's the one there at the Hill, Cobble Hills?
Mm-hmm.
Way back, you know, we had a $100 bet on a par 3. And it's carried on every year since then. And I have never, and it's $100 US, and I have never won, but I'm playing better. So that hole, we decided.
Oh my goodness!
We would put the $100 on the line for the bet, and I bought myself a mulligan. So if I didn't do
just one mulligan.
Yeah, do well on the first shot. I got a backup shot. So first shot, we flip my Calgary coin that has a Stanley Cup on one side and the C on the other. Anyways, I win. So I have choice of first. I said, you go first. So Art hits it, and he lands in the fringe. He's not on, but he's on the Island Green.
He's not in the water.
No.
Yeah.
I hit it, hits, bounces into the water.
Mm.
Pull out the mulligan, hit it directly into the water. Turned around, gave him his $100, and got my cart and drove up to the hole. So it was, I didn't do very well on that hole.
Why would you pick that hole to have your bet on?
Well, it's a good hole. You know, you got to be accurate. And, you know, we had to hit the green. You got to hit the green on our bet or it doesn't count. So there was one time we played 6 par 3s and none of us hit it on the green. So on the 18th hole, we had to go out 100 yards and then play.
And
so
I see.
So it's, you know, it was fun, though. We enjoyed it. It was a good
day. I'm sure Westover had a good laugh at that.
Yeah, he did. He just looked and, you know, I said, Dart, well, I probably paid for your trip. He says, you paid for my trip probably 3 times.
Wow.
So
who else hit the green? Did everybody hit the green except for you?
Jim hit the green. Brandon hit the green.
Yeah. Just you.
Yep, just me. Mm. But on my first one, I thought I'm good the way, but it kind of hit on a slope and then bounced into the water. If it bounced the other way, I would have been perfect. So it all goes by a bounce.
Yeah.
But I did not have a good day. I did not play very well. Probably my worst round of the year.
Wow. But it's such a nice golf course, too.
Yeah. I don't know what it was. I just couldn't hit. Now, the greens, there isn't a flat spot on any green.
Nope.
But, and I did putt in one of the birdies.
Well, you know, you better get your act together because you're going to be playing in St. Thomas next week, and the greens are just like that there.
Yeah. Yeah, but the good thing about St. Thomas, I know the holes.
Oh.
So you know where to lay up or where to, you know, there was a couple times we said, well, maybe we can cut the corner, and then you go over and you're in the rough. And, you know, because nobody had played it for 15 or 20 years, mm-hmm. It was hard to remember them. But we had a lot of fun. I want to thank the organizing committee. They did a great job, and saw a lot of customers there who came up and said hello to us and had a good conversation with them.
Good.
So really want to thank them for that. You know what I thought should have been there?
Not the curling game.
Yeah, kids sports. We should have had the blow-up game there, set it up beside the putting green, and, you know, had a putting and curling contest, you know, so. But, and I didn't win the putting contest. Not like the last time, you know.
Right, you didn't try to drill it in and take the break out of the...
It was putted into a hole.
Oh.
And then whoever putted it in the hole went to a putt-off at the end. And, and I edged it on the right, made adjustment, edged it on the left. So it just wiggled both times but never dropped. I went, yeah, not my day.
Hmm.
Now, wow. Next Saturday, big Saturday, August the 20th, we are at Pet Fest.
Are we?
And from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. at the Dorchester Fairgrounds, 4939 Hamilton Road in Dorchester. They have created an event that celebrates pets and people who love them. Our goal is to showcase the wonderful businesses we have in Temp Center, and also bring awareness to other businesses that serve pets and pet lovers. And curling.
Right.
Is all part of it.
Okay. And who's going to be protecting the curling game from being marked?
You?
No.
You're there. Now, what's your... Do you remember your schedule?
Yes, I'm there in the morning.
Yeah. I'm there from 10 to 4.
Yeah. I'm there till 10 to 1, I think. And then I'm going holidaying.
Hey,
so, holiday. Yeah, that's me. Yeah.
So drop in, say hello to Steve, drag his time out so he doesn't get on his holidays. And
yeah, it's just my holidays are consisting of replacing a veranda.
Hey, all the front of your house?
Yeah.
Well, good.
Yeah, it's rotted. I gotta get it, and I can't. There's no time to do it, so I have to take time off work to do it.
So do you want me to help you?
Nope.
You don't want me over there to give you some instructions?
Nope.
No,
don't
you don't want me there?
No? Don't need instruction. Okay. No, I'm good. Yeah.
Now, who's going to help you lift the wood?
I'm hoping Lexi's boyfriend, Pete, will at least make his truck available to take the lumber away. Okay. Yeah. And then with that, I'm good.
Well, you need me. I got a good knee. You know, now I can hold up. And zip, you know.
Zip, yeah.
Yeah, screw it. You want to screw it in. You don't want to nail it in.
I'm going to use composite with clips. So.
Oh, are you? Yeah. Wow. Yeah. So you can just power wash it. It looks like new again.
That's the idea. I don't want to, you know.
Those clips got to zip in.
Yeah, I guess they do have a little zip to them. So, yeah. And I don't know what the under looks like. So when I take the boards off, then I'll be assessing everything. And who knows? Hopefully I don't. Hopefully the... substructure is good, and I won't have to worry about anything, right?
You hope. Cross your fingers. That can be a major construction.
I know. Yeah. So.
Well, you're listening to the Inch by Inch, the Home Comfort Show, presented by Peter Inch & Associates Heating and Air Conditioning. When we're not on the radio, you can reach us at 226-499-3752 or always online at peterinch.ca. And we will be right back. Well, welcome back to the Inch by Inch, the Home Comfort Show, presented by Peter Inch and Associates Heating and Air Conditioning. A little bit of curling. You probably don't even know this yet. I'm gonna blow you away with new information, Steve.
Oh.
Just let me find it here. So
I've already signed up for my first curling spiel.
Good. In St. Thomas, right?
In St. Thomas, yeah.
Olympic golden girl. Who would that be?
Boy.
Yep. See, I already got you.
Caitlin.
Eve Muirhead announces retirement from elite curling.
So she's a one and done.
No, well, she won the women's world, the European gold, the Olympic gold, and the mixed doubles. And she's calling it quits. She's saying, going out on top. Now, she's been to four Olympics, has a bronze as well. She's won three women's worlds, won three European championships. She's done well.
She's not that old.
32. But she just, she and two of her teammates, her vice and her fifth, had announced her retirement pretty quickly after the Olympics. But she's taken quite a long time to think this over and go through
it. Well, because she has to, you know, it's not simple because you've got to recreate a whole new team. And it's not that easy, right? Especially one that performs at such a high level.
I'm there for mixed doubles. You know, I could help her out.
As what, liaison?
As a curler. Come on, Steve. I've still got some game left in me.
I don't know if Eve knows how to use the stick. She probably could. She'd probably be end up being better than you with the stick, right?
No. 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 If you haven't thrown with the stick, it takes a while for you to pick it up. Yeah. So I would be good for probably 30 days, and then she'd start going by me after that. But,
no. Well, isn't that interesting?
Yeah. So that's going to change British curling.
Yeah, yes, it is going to change British curling because the second-rated British team isn't really a close second behind her, so it'll be interesting.
Yeah, so maybe she'll become a coach.
Well, there is that. Like, or she be involved in sport, in curling sport for Great Britain. That would be great.
Yeah, David Murdoch, you know, like he did. You know what the worst thing about this whole thing is? In the article from British Curling, at the bottom, they show some pictures. And there's a picture at the Continental Cup of the European team with her part of it all cheering in London, Ontario, when they won.
Yeah, they did.
I went. Oh.
Canadians came up short?
Yeah.
Or, I'm sorry, North Americans came up short.
But, so I recognize the Western Fair, the way we had it all set up, and so... And curling's not that far away on TV, TSN, September.
Yes, coming right up, quick.
So, everybody get ready.
Pretty hard!
Now, I guess we better get back to what we're really paid to do on this show and talk about heating and air conditioning.
You pay me to be on this show?
I do. That cup, you know, I paid you when I lost and bought you a
That was a one cup of coffee. One.
14 minutes of my life in that drive-thru. That's 5 years on this show.
Is that right? Yeah. I don't necessarily agree with the payment method here.
We can talk about that. Okay. We'll talk about that while you're on vacation. Who's going to sub in for you while you're gone?
I think I'm going to just go and get a corporate Starbucks business card.
Yeah. I know who's going to be the sub in host here, Steve.
I don't know.
Murray?
I doubt it.
Maybe we should bring him in and ask him.
The miraculous Murr.
So my first question, I had a annual maintenance on my equipment for the past 5 years. I just had my annual maintenance completed. The technician cleaned and made adjustment and safety check. Everything looks good. Was thinking of having my maintenance every other year versus every year.
Well, that's always a possibility. It's not necessarily recommended. I mean, you cannot go any more than that. We recommend annually here just because, you know, that's what's best. You know, you're not going to do every other oil change. You're going to do one at 10 and then the next one at 20 and then the next one at 10, the next one at 20. Doesn't make any sense. So consistency is best. So you're better off if you have it looked at every single year.
Now, will it affect his 10-year warranty?
Won't affect the parts warranty, will affect the labor warranty. Yes, absolutely. So the part will always be covered, unless a manufacturer can deem you negligent. But I mean, but certainly if you've got a labor component, if you've got a plan which is parts and labor, then yes, you'll be giving up the labor portion.
And how do they word it in the warranty? You must have maintenance done
regularly.
When we say to them, what does regularly mean?
Yes, they tell you, you know, they don't want to see anything go over 365 days.
Yeah. So it's every year. So if you're all under warranty, you should be having that maintenance looked after every year. And again, it helps you prevent it from breaking down in that plus 40 degree weather mm-hmm. we just had.
Yeah.
Or the minus 40 degree winter we're going to have.
Where do you live?
Oh, are you listening to our radio ad, Steve, where we talk about
minus 40?
Yeah, where we talk about Mother Nature and Father Winter.
Yeah, but Father Winter isn't minus 40 in London, Ontario.
It's going to be. It's climate change. Climate change. Look at how many hot days we've had this year.
Yes.
And we're going to have just many cold days.
Are we?
Yeah.
Well, this is a prediction. Father Inch is predicting minus 40 degree winter weather this winter, so hunker down.
And mark it on your calendar. August 13th.
Is when we're going to have minus 40?
No, is when I predict it. Minus 40 degree weather.
And then when it doesn't happen, can they call in?
Sure, we'll give everybody a free filter.
Oh, will we? Everybody that calls in, but it doesn't hit minus 40?
We'll get a free filter.
Wow, you're very generous.
I'm positive it's going to hit minus 40.
Okay.
With wind chill,
where you got to remember. Where are you taking your phone? You're going to be broadcasting from Grand Prairie, Alberta?
No, Las Vegas.
Oh, okay. Wow. Okay, we're really making a stretch here.
Now, another question that came in says, I have mice in my basement. Should I be concerned with them getting inside my furnace?
I'd just be concerned about the mice being in the house, period. Mice in your home, you know, they're rodents. They can do some damage. So you really need to get rid of them. If you're not proficient at getting rid of mice because they repopulate very quickly, then I would locate your local pest control place, and they will gladly come out and look after that for you. And they'll also find out where they're coming in and deal with that as well, at least make you aware. But yeah, you need to deal with that. I wouldn't be more worried about my furnace as I would be about other things in the house. So,
well, they'll get into the ductwork, and then they can crawl down, get into the blower section. And
we're not talking about Hammy the hamster, right? We're not.
No, but they, you know, they squeeze in holes and small areas. And
yes.
You know, yeah. So I'd say they can get into the furnace. You got to take care of it. You got to get rid of them. We don't want them in that furnace.
You don't want them in the house. Can we say that?
Yeah,
okay.
You can.
All right.
They shouldn't be.
They shouldn't be in the house, no.
Same thing with what are those red little chipmunks? They can do a lot of damage, too.
Chippy the chipmunk?
Chippy the chipmunk.
Can do what? Damage?
Damage, yeah. Yeah, they start
digging. The one that shoves 18,000 peanuts into his cheeks and then stands there and looks at you and wiggles his nose?
Yeah. And if you have a lot of mulch, they make too, a little highways under the mulch.
He's cute, man. You can't. Oh, no. Yeah, he's cute.
You look at my stairs in my backyard.
I'm going to put on Chip and Dale tonight when I go home, honestly.
No, they do a lot of damage.
Wow.
And they're too fast for the dog to catch them.
I didn't know you were a chipmunk hater.
Yeah, well, you look at my stairs. Had beautiful stairs going down my backyard. They dug out all the sand underneath.
Why didn't you just make a chipmunk roadway for them? That'd make it easier for them to navigate.
They have a roadway. All through my mulch is roadway. Because all of a sudden I chase them and they go down in the mulch and then they come up on the far side and can never catch them.
So this really is an episode of Chip and Dale at your house, right? And you don't even know it. Now, you should be filmed because this would be hilarious.
I shoved the hose down the hole and turned the water on for 20 minutes, figuring I could flush him out. But he didn't come out. And now my plants are growing great because they got deep fertilized.
Yeah, because he's over in the corner looking at you, laughing his little tail off. Yeah. That's hilarious.
You're not talking about chipmunks. Maybe. Now, we had 622 people following us on Facebook.
Still.
We stalled. It was such hot weather, probably everybody was just trying to keep cool.
Right.
Now, we had kind of a cool week this week.
Cooler.
Weather changed. Does that affect the air conditioners out there?
Well, it affects it. Some of them are getting a little bit of a reprieve, except for yours at your house. It hasn't shut off yet. But, I mean, the extreme heat, you know, they've been running a lot. So this, it doesn't mean if, you know, you open up the windows and allow all the humidity back in your house. But some people do. Just be aware of the humidity levels. And, you know, you can just leave the temperature wherever it is. Just because it cools down at night, your air conditioner is not going to, it won't turn on. So just keep that in mind. You just keep your temperature where it needs to be.
Welcome back to the Inch by Inch Home Comfort Show presented by Peter Inch & Associates. And yes, there is a different voice doing the hosting because Peter has exited stage left. And he said, Steve, get over here. Talk to Murray. Hi, Murray.
Good morning, Steve.
So I've got my partner and co-worker, Murray Stark, with us here in the studio. How are you, Murr?
I'm doing very well this morning.
Awesome.
Humidity has left us.
And, right.
Yeah, just favorable weather out there.
Yeah, it's been great. Yeah. You're going on holidays next week.
I am.
Yes. Where are you going?
We have a family rental cottage up on Lake Muskoka on an island. So I'll be on an island, yeah.
Any air conditioning there?
None whatsoever.
Wow.
it can get quite
can it get
humid,
warm?
Sleeping, yeah. Sometimes we have to move down to the main floor just to get a good night's sleep. But
and
no, it's all good.
Do they have a heater for heating if it got cool?
Yes, never had to use the heater, but yeah, there are electric heaters and electric fireplace.
Oh, great.
It's available to us, yeah.
Yeah. So this is just a little recap. You've been here now. How long you been here?
A couple of months. Yeah, a couple of months. Yeah.
And how's that going? How's that transition going?
Excellent. I love this new chapter with Peter Inch & Associates being a part.
Oh, very cool. So you've been working on figuring out a new operating system. So that's been going well for you?
Yes. Certainly the transition from the old paper to the new tablet and working through that. It's a great tool to have.
Awesome. And so you've been you just recently had a few heat pump sales, right?
I have, yeah. So some great incentives out there, and certainly it's a great opportunity to talk to customers instead of the traditional furnace and AC to have that conversation about heat pumps and what they have to offer.
Right, and so customers are signing up if they're interested in the heat pump program, so they're talking hybrid heat pumps. There are other heat pumps, but mm-hmm. the ones we're offering right now are the hybrid ones, which mm-hmm. means hybrid.
Hybrid, very efficient units, as well as they're very quiet.
Right.
Very high SEER rating, so that low on hydro. Yeah.
Okay, and then so they can get up to a fair bit of money on that, right?
Yeah, there's up to $5,000 available right now on those systems.
Oh, cool! And is that an arduous process that they have to do to get through all that?
No, we have a local company that we utilize, so we set up an appointment to have an auditor come and basically what they do is a health report card on efficiency in a home. So they look at insulation, windows, doors, anywhere where there's heat loss. Certainly they're looking at the AC and the furnace. So they make that report. So there's two parts to it. There's a part one where they complete that prior to an install, and then the post audit that's done after the changes, new equipment has been installed in the home.
So that first assessment has to be done before we put equipment in, correct?
Correct, yes.
Okay.
They have to see what's existing in the home, be it insulation, doors, windows, furnace, air.
And then once we get the green light, then we can go in and change the equipment?
Absolutely.
And then they have to come back. And that is that just to check to make sure that, you know, that the customer put in what he's supposed to? Is it like a checks and balance thing?
Yeah, that's part of it. They certainly do the blower test, so they create negative pressure in the home. So they do that for the first audit, and then they come back just to see how much tighter the home is.
Right.
And, yeah.
Oh, good.
And so you've got a few of those now with your new company, Peter Inch and Associates.
Yes.
And you've also you've been getting some great reviews.
Oh, that's I have. They must like me. So that's always nice. I mean, I do focus on, and we all do here at Peter Inch and Associates, certainly customer service. That's we won't accept anything less than 100% satisfaction from our customers, and we stand by that.
Awesome. And the other thing too that you do, well, we all do here, is it's interesting, you being salespeople, we're in contact with the customer, so they talk to us, they trust us, and then they end up purchasing from us. But then we go a step further. So we always, now we meet the boys at the house during the installation, right? So
yeah, that's just part of what we do. Certainly it's great to connect with the customers on the day of install, but also it's great for us as sales associates and partners to connect with our team, with our installers, just to see that how the job is going, if there's anything that needs to be changed kind of on the fly. But yeah, it's just a good thing to connect the day of install.
Yeah, and then once we go over that, then and the job gets completed and everything, then we get to go back and see our customers yet again, right?
We do. Yeah, we're very involved through the whole process, because it can be a very stressful time also, having people come into your home. And so we try to make that most comfortable for people with our staff and just the whole process from start to finish. And yes, we do come afterwards, usually 2 to 3 weeks after the install, just to see that the system is working to their satisfaction. And we call it our happy call. We want to make sure our customers are happy, and certainly they are. Yeah.
And sometimes, a lot of them may have questions, because sometimes we give them a new thermostat to play with, and sometimes they got lots of questions about those new thermostats. And some people, are tech savvy and can get onto them pretty quickly, and other people just need a little coaching.
Absolutely. So, so we want to take the time and just walk our customers through that there's a level of comfort for them with the new equipment, and yes, with the thermostat. So they can be set up. Certainly with Wi-Fi can be enabled, or if they wish not to have a Wi-Fi, it can be disabled, and just do a standard heating and cooling up and down. Yeah.
Cool. And so you're driving a new Jeep, which is bright yellow, right?
Oh, yeah. You see us coming. You see me coming, yes.
You see Murray coming. What's the number of your truck?
I'm number 10.
Number 10.
Number 10.
10th in, 10th in the door, number 10 on the truck. It's good.
I'm the guy. Yeah.
Yeah. And so how does Kathy like the car?
She likes it very much. Certainly we use it quite often, whether it be doing runs in town. As you know, I live outside of the city.
Yeah.
Having that four-wheel drive, certainly there's a level of comfort, not only for me, but certainly for Kathy.
Yeah.
Having that as winter approaches, just to from a safety aspect, yeah.
Yeah, that's great. And so how long are you up? How long are you away for?
I'll be leaving this coming Monday, and then arriving back in the office on Monday.
On the following Monday. Okay. So you're gonna be having a great time.
Absolutely. Lots of fishing, some boating, and just relaxing and enjoying certainly our kids and grandkids. Yeah.
Awesome. So just Peter wanted me to let you know, but because I'm away next week, so you're gonna be sitting in the chair next week. So this is kind of a check-in for you, just to, because you're going to be me next week.
Next here. Week.
Yeah. Yeah, because I'm away. I'm in Toronto for a few days.
That's in 2 weeks.
No, next week.
Next week. Well, yeah. I'm on vacation.
Oh, are you on vacation next week?
Yes.
Oh, it's not going to be you. Right. Boy.
You're making me nervous. Steve.
Okay, sorry. He won't be calling you or me, because he's going to have to get somebody else. Oh, wait till he figures this out. He'll be thinking that you're coming in, yeah. And knowing that I'm not coming in, and he just might be doing a solo. He might be doing soliloquy. Yeah. That's right. Peter Inch by peterinch.ca. Anyway, yeah.
Yeah.
I guess we're going to be calling Dean in.
Yeah. So he'll be the guy.
Yeah, he'll be the guy. Anyway, just wanted just to thank you for just giving us a recap on your 2 months now, and glad that you're enjoying it, and glad to be working with you again.
And thank you for allowing to be part of this company, and excited about growing it. Yeah.
Awesome. Well, we're going to give this. They need to do some ads, so we're going to be we're going to flip it over to them, and we'll be right back.
Well, welcome back to the Inch by Inch, the Home Comfort Show, presented by Peter Inch and Associates Heating and Air Conditioning. How was Superstar Murray Stark?
Murray was great. He did a really good job. He's getting more comfortable, so but he will not be here next week for you.
No, well, either you will be. I just went and looked at the calendar. You don't start holidays till the week after next.
Yeah, but I'm in Vaughan.
Oh, that's right. Vaughan. And Murray's gone.
Yeah, so it's you...
And Dean,
and
probably.
Dean. Yeah, yeah.
Oh, yeah, you're in Vaughan. Well, I won't be here either.
That's right. You've got a golf tournament.
Yeah. Well, maybe we'll have to tape this before you go to Vaughan.
There we go.
Because if you don't know, we tape this on Thursday mornings.
Until we get in studio.
Yep. Yes. Because of COVID, we couldn't go in studio, so we can't take live calls.
Right.
But so we may have to tape it earlier than normal.
Well, earlier would be either Monday Tuesday. Or Tuesday.
Yeah, probably yeah. Tuesday.
Because I'm leaving Tuesday after work, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So probably Tuesday. And then you're gone for 2 weeks after that.
Yeah.
On vacation.
Yeah, I am, actually. Yeah.
So that will be... that'd be interesting. There's always something. You know what? I'm going to have to go to Mackey's now. They got me so stressed. I'm gonna have to go down to Mackey's, get some popcorn from the that they have there.
Is that right?
Yeah, four boxes. That's how stressed I am. Four boxes
of Mackey's popcorn.
Yeah,
really.
If you've never had it, World Juniors are on, so I could sit and watch World Juniors with popcorn that tastes.
They still serve it in the same old box that
yep,
they used to.
Yeah, they do. Really? Yeah, exactly.
That's hilarious.
Now the only thing about that old box is. The little pieces fall out of the bottom, and get all over you, and then the dog is up there trying to.
That's a shame.
So it is.
Yeah. It's a true shame. Yeah.
But they are cardboard, so they are recyclable.
Which
I
is
put
important.
Them in my recyclable.
Yeah. It's good.
So
it's good.
But yeah, I think I gotta go to Mackey's today.
Okay. Well, you have a good time at Mackey's today. Okay.
Yeah.
Enjoy it. Do you have to announce you're coming so they can prepare your popcorn?
Yeah, I usually call so that I have fresh popcorn when I get there. Give them a phone call. Hey, Pete, on my way.
Okay.
Be there in 45 minutes.
Good to know. Good to know.
And now I got to find, I probably got to go through Belmont because the road's closed, my normal Sunset Drive.
Oh, where's it closed?
It's closed between Fingal Line and Stanley.
How is it?
So you got to either go through St. Thomas.
Oh, which takes how long?
Or go around 45, cut off there at Amazon now. We used to say the Ford plant, but at Amazon and go down to 45.
How long does it take to get through St. Thomas? Seriously. 5 minutes.
There's one red light.
Oh my.
Well, sorry. I guess there's three red lights, but normally the Elgin Talbot one you get stuck at.
Unbelievable. These are first world problems just to get your popcorn in Port Stanley.
That's why I moved out of St. Thomas.
I don't know why they don't deliver for you, right?
Yeah, I don't know if skip the dishes, but by the time I got the food, it'd be pretty cold. 45-minute drive. So.
I see.
Yeah.
Okay. Good to know.
So I'll be looking for me later.
All right.
I don't answer. The
popcorn.
Reception in Port Stanley is pretty bad.
Is it? So no. If you get close enough to the water, you just bounce off a U.S. tower. It's fine.
Yeah. We need to save money.
Yes.
So we don't want to be getting any roaming charges.
Yeah. So don't take your phone near the lake.
Now we're into April. We're pretty far into April. We're like the 13th.
April
or August.
What are you talking about?
August. Sorry. Begins with A.
Oh, my goodness. Wow.
Like, it's August 13th, so we're almost halfway through the month.
Yeah.
Furnaces.
What about furnaces?
Maintenances. We should be booking those?
We have been. I booked a few this week. I had some calls in, and I've already done that, so that's coming along.
Because we really want to check them, because if there's something major, wrong with the furnace, you have some time to go over it.
Right. Yeah, so we've
been... And your air conditioning cover. If you don't have an air conditioning cover, we can get that ordered for
you. Get one ordered for you? Yeah, get you an air conditioning cover and get it ready to go.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But you should book that maintenance.
Yes. Yeah, for sure. You need to book that maintenance. I am not disagreeing with you one iota on this comment.
Can you stretch it a little bit, Steve?
Oh, you need me to burn up some time, do you, Pete? You want me to... Okay, so what do we do in a comprehensive tune-up, Peter?
I thought you were stretching it, not me. But if you want, you know, we check the heat exchangers.
Yes.
We check the safeties.
Do combustion analysis.
Yep, to check the efficiencies and make sure it's safe.
And where should that be done?
Outside.
In the vent.
Exhaust vent.
Yeah, in the exhaust vent, yeah.
If it has a special T that's been installed, you can do it at the T in the basement.
Right. But you don't stick it in the burner.
No, you do not stick it in the burner. That's not the proper way to do it. Well, that might wreck the tool,
too. That's interesting because my brother had his brand new furnace, and that's what the guy did.
Yeah.
He stuck it in the burner and then tagged him. It's a brand new furnace.
Yeah. No.
And I called him and said, no, Jeff, that's not right. No. Call somebody else. Yeah.
Yeah, that's not right.
Yeah.
And then we're going to... check the capacitors, or I'll say the electrical side. So we're going to take ratings on the capacitor, going to take ratings on the motor, we're going to take ratings on the venter motor to make sure they're all working. We're going to do a...
Did you say check capacitors?
Yeah, I did say. Okay. Are you listening to what I'm saying?
I'm trying to.
And then we're going to listen to those motors to see if there's any noise of bearings getting dry and squeaking or
hard. Do they carry a stethoscope for that, or they just use their own ears?
No, they just use their own ears.
Okay.
Yeah, we had a stethoscope in the St. Thomas store. Remember that?
Yeah.
Yeah, we used to put on a compressor to hear it. just bring them back then. I wonder where that is.
With that stethoscope guy, with that compressor, I guess, because they were piston drive in those days.
Yeah. So you could listen to them, but yeah. Or, you were trying to determine where a noise was coming from. You could put it on the motor, put it on the compressor. Yeah, I felt like a doctor when I put those on.
Maybe you should bring one back in and, show some of your partners what you used to do, Dr. Inch.
They just roll their eyes every time. I said, you want to show how I did it in the old days? And they just roll their eyes.
Like, yes.
It's true. Getting a new way, Dad, when we get...
Actually, we've got some guys off on training this morning. Where are they?
They are at Navien,
yes.
Tankless water heater training.
And, tank and combo boiler.
Yep.
Yep.
So they're morning of training. We're always doing training. Matter of fact, I just got an email from Renai that said, thank you very much for completing the training. So that on the Renai tankless and boiler that we're trained on that, and we continue to do that.
And then Chris Appleton was in this week just to talk to us about a new... heat pump line, which qualifies for rebates, and Carrier's going to be looking at it. So we're going to be doing training on it as well.
Are we?
Yeah.
Just train.
Yes, always.
Well, that's good. Another, and is it an all-electric?
All-electric heat pump, and it hits, I mean, it's hitting the rebates from anywhere from 2 to 5 tons.
Yeah.
Now it's not a combination with the gas furnace. This is all electric. So you may consider going off gas, but it's an option for people as well. So we'll be probably rolling that out soon.
Do we have a price on Pricebook yet?
Not yet.
Let me price that one. Let me do that one for you. I can put that together. Well, you're on vacation.
No, I'll put that together. It's okay.
So, you don't like my pricing.
I think we can come to an agreement on that. Yeah.
So it's going to be lower than what I think.
Yeah, and higher than what I think.
Oh, okay.
We'll meet in the middle.
Okay. we'll give that a try.
Yes, we will.
Well, remember, next Saturday, August 20th,
Pet Fest.
Out in Dorchester at the fairgrounds.
Yes.
Come and see us look for the big yellow truck and the curling rink.
And the curling rink.
And say hello to everybody out there. Again, I'll be sweating it through the whole thing.
Our fancy purple shirts.
Yep. Hey, I saw one of those at the golf tournament.
Really?
Yeah. Cool. Guy was wearing one. I went, hey, there's a... I said I should have worn mine today.
You should have.
Yeah. But yep, the guy did have one on. So I think he finished third in our our flight.
Because he had the shirt.
That's right. But it looked great. But when we're not on the radio, you can reach us at 226-499-3752 or always online at peterinch.ca. You can listen to this show or any of our shows by going to peterinch.ca and hitting our podcast button at the top of the homepage. As we say at the shop, life is hard by the yard. Buy from Inch. Life's a cinch. We'll see you next week.
Hi, it's Shauna, and I might be a bad parent because my kids think french fries are vegetables.
Hey, it's Ryan, and I might be a bad parent because I went out for wings when my wife was in the hospital after giving birth.
Johnny here. I might be a bad parent because in my house, the tooth fairy gives pocket change.
But we're not alone. Len emailed us and said his six-year-old daughter's Tarzan moment going from love seat to lazy boy by curtains made him more proud than any dance recital.
And Andy left his two-year-old at the rink.
All right, guys, I'm sure we're not alone. Like Andy's kid.
For stories and confessions like this, make sure you check out our podcast.
It's called Bad Parents, and it's available wherever you get your podcasts.
I left a glove at the rink.